the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is the owner of LMC Coaching Services. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Lisa Marie Turco to the program. Lisa, welcome. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me as a guest today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Absolutely. I would love to. I spent several decades in the corporate world in marketing and public relations, and then I got off that hamster wheel, so to speak, and I just wanted to dedicate myself to doing work that really inspires and empowers people in their lives. So I started doing two types of coaching, working with families who are on the dementia journey, and also life and career and grief coaching, so helping folks that are on all those pivotal points in their life where they're looking to make a career change or to shift grief.
All righty. Now, what really got you started in what you're doing? What sent you down this road?
Like I said, I'd been in the nonprofit sector, the agency world, the corporate world, and various roles in advertising, marketing, and PR. But I was really looking for something more inspiring, you know? And I had some changes going on in my life. My dad had Alzheimer's disease, and I helped my family with his care. And then after he passed away, that's really when I was looking to make some changes to help other people who had been in the role that I had been in as his caregiver. And along with that, career change, that was a big one for me. So it was those three sectors, really, handling that grief, what should I do now with my life, you know, go back into the corporate world, or all these questions. So all those questions really generated this new work that I do. And what I love to do best, what really lights me up, is inspiring and empowering people. So that took a lot of forms. I know that you're probably going to ask me how has COVID-19 changed what I do. So previously, not so long ago, in 2019, I was doing conferences on cruise ships for people on the dementia journey. And because travel has really restricted all of that, now I've pivoted over to the virtual world. And everything will be living on my new website, which will be live soon, called careplanet.co. And that's where I'll be doing virtual events with experts and other coaches to help families on this journey. And also, too, just that daily inspiration for folks and empowering people when they have those questions about what do I do now with my life.
All righty. So what kind of background does somebody really need to get to where you are now? What do they need to do?
Well, I mean, I believe that everyone is here to share their beautiful gifts. And, you know, my life changed when I read a book by Sue Frederick called I See Your Dream Job. And my coaching is very unique. It's intuitive coaching. So it's outside the box. And to answer your question, it's really just about following your dreams. So this is something I always wanted to do, and I just said yes to it, and then all the doors opened. So I just, you know, encourage people to listen to their heart, their heart's wisdom, about what they truly want to do. The question I always ask my clients is, when you were 5 years old, what did you want to do? And you know, all these things in our life get in the way. You know, we need that 9-to-5 job. We need the benefits. But at the heart of what I do is helping people to get back to what they always wanted to do, their true heart's desire, because that's what we're truly here to do, and that's how we all work to change the planet. Another thing I have is a podcast called Time Love Coffee Peace. It lives on Blog Talk Radio and Apple iTunes, and soon it'll be on all the other platforms as well. But so that's a long-winded answer to your question.
All righty. Now, why do you think your clients choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart?
It's really, again, getting to that heart-based wisdom. So talk about being a coach. There's lots of different types of coaching out there. You know, my experience, I'm willing to be authentic and to share it from the journey I had as a caregiver to using those 2 decades of what I went through in the corporate world, and how I now it's listening to your heart. So that's what I would say. It's that that intuition where, I mean, we all have intuition. We're all intuitive. And in my coaching, I teach people to just listen to that voice. So that's what really sets my coaching apart, is the intuitive, heart-based wisdom piece of it.
All righty. Now, where do you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you in the future?
Well, due to the pandemic, you know, I see for everyone, you know, there's a lot of silver linings in that. And I really hope to, on careplanet.co, to offer more opportunities for people to become inspired via my my virtual events and all the special workshops and one-on-one coachings that I see there. And eventually, when the pandemic ends, to get back out and to do my land-based retreats, and possibly also, too, to go back to the sea and to offer my conferences aboard cruise ships again.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. I really appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool.
Oh!
And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:30 to 9:10.
Order in the corner.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.